church fathers mentioned in the Bible?
The answer is a definite maybe. Now, part of the problem is that any individual who's mentioned prominently in the New Testament is going to be treated as a New Testament figure, even though that person likely survived past the age of the apostles. For example, St. Mark and St. Timothy and St. Titus, all younger companions of St. Paul in his various evangelistic efforts. Well, they probably survived into the apostolic age, but because they're so prominent in the New Testament, we don't think of them as church fathers, but as New Testament figures. So that means that if any of the church fathers are to be mentioned in the New Testament, they won't be prominent. They'll be mentioned in minor ways. And there are a couple of candidates that very possibly are church fathers mentioned in St. Paul's writings. For example, if you look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 3, you'll see St. Paul is commending a number of different people, including an individual who he describes as a co-worker, meaning someone who's functioning in some way as a minister of the gospel, named Clement. Now, Clement, at this time, was in Philippi, because Paul's writing to the Philippians, but according to later church fathers, he apparently went to Rome and became Pope St. Clement the First. Now, when would Clement have come to Rome? The answer is a little unclear. St. Paul was presumably writing the letter to the Philippians around the year 62, when he was under house arrest in Rome, as we know from the end of the book of Acts. After that, he was apparently released and did some more traveling before coming back to Rome and being martyred along with the Apostle Peter under the Emperor Nero. Nero himself was declared an enemy of the state by the Roman Senate and was forced to commit suicide in the year 68. Now, thereafter followed a disastrous, horrible year known as the Year of Four Emperors, in which, in quick succession, Galba, Otho, Vitellius, and finally Vespasian became emperors, and it was just one disaster after another as they vied for power and knocked each other off, and the city of Rome was horribly convulsed and lots of people died. Now, shortly thereafter, we find Clement of Rome writing a letter to the church at Corinth, and he's apologizing for the fact he hasn't been able to write earlier because of all of the many and repeated disastrous calamities that have just befallen the church at Rome. So it's quite possible that Clement's letter to the Corinthians was written right here at the end of AD 69 or the beginning of AD 70. It probably was not written later than that because it speaks of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem as if it's still functioning, and the Jerusalem temple was destroyed in July of AD 70. So it seems that Clement's epistle to the Corinthians was written very early on from Rome, and thus he could likely be the same Clement that is mentioned in Philippians. There's also another individual connected with Rome that is a church father who may be mentioned in the New Testament. If you look at Romans 16, verse 14, you'll again see St. Paul is greeting a number of different people, and one of the people he greets is an individual known as Hermas. That name is famous in early Christian history because there was a Hermas from Rome who wrote a very popular work known as The Shepherd. It was based on a series of private revelations that he had, and it was a very valued work in the early church, although it's not canonical and is not considered divinely inspired the way Scripture is. Nevertheless, it's quite possible that this work was written by the Hermas that's mentioned in the book of Romans, and it may have been written around the year AD 80. In any event, the fact that Clement and Hermas are mentioned in the New Testament, or may be mentioned in the New Testament, is something that it doesn't add a lot to our knowledge of the church fathers, but it still shows the connection, the role that they play in linking the very first age of Christianity with all the ages that came afterwards.